Simon, that was a terrific result and performance.
Well, it had to be. It had to be a good performance because you're playing against a team that are top of the table and got some fantastic players. We knew we coming here we had to be really at our game. We've worked extremely hard in training this week on our shape, our closing down, because we felt over the last few weeks we've not affected the game enough without possession of the ball. And we knew we had to be at it. We had to be on the front foot. We had to defend when we had to do. We knew we'd get chances because we've got players that can do that every game we're involved in. And yeah, you expect us to be under some pressure because of who you're playing against. And they weren't going to give up this this result lightly. So it's a big result. And it's obviously it's satisfying that we've come off the back of three defeats to win here.
What a top quality team goal to win it.
Well, it was, and as I said, we knew that we would be able to get chances because we play three up against their three. We knew they've got the pace and the quality to any team that we're playing against. And when you see Chrissy running down the line, you expect your wide player on the opposite side to try and get in that far post. And Chrissy put a great ball, and Callum finished off really well. And he's been a revelation since we've had him with the goals, his work rate. There's a lot of outstanding performances, but it was collectively that has won the game today because lads that sort of you sort of say are our footballers, our flair players, actually won a lot of second balls, closed down and worked extremely hard to get that result today.
You made a big call and changed your goalkeeper.
Yeah, look, I've got no issues with Jamie. I think he's done well for us. We just felt that Stuckey's been waiting patiently for an opportunity. I've looked at him the last month and I've been really pleased with his professionalism, his attitude. He had a game on Tuesday in the reserves and I thought he was very comfortable. The difference between him and Jamie, he's a little bit obviously taller, fills the goal a little bit more, and we knew they were going to be a threat from set pieces. So the extra height was one of the reasons why we went for it. But it's no slight on Jamie because he's helped us win games this year. But we've got competition, and if you've got a number two goalkeeper waiting patiently, sometimes he deserves an opportunity to go and show what he can do.
And such was the level of the performance that other than being sat on his backside by Wilbraham early doors, it was a routine for him.
Yeah, look, we were under pressure. Balls were coming into the box. They had an opportunity, like you said, the first 5 minutes and probably just after half time, the clear opportunities. But all the lads in front of him gave him loads of protection. And you have to work as a team in any game that you're involved in. Best teams in the world start off with the work rate and attitude, and then the football side comes to it. And we beat a good team who were looking to respond after the defeat last week. And obviously one of the favourites for the division.
You said you've been working on shape, but your lads had a discipline to stick at it right to the end.
Yeah, well, we've not been able to do that much over last month because we've been travelling and playing every Tuesday. So this week's been good to get on the training pitch, reinforce sort of the ideas that we've just slightly gone away from over the last few weeks. And every player had to be at the game because if you're not, you'll get unstuck by Bristol. They're not up there for no reason. They've got some pace, they've got energy, they've got the height. And they've got threats right the way through. So we had to be at it today, but it was great that we had a free week to work on stuff. And when you try and work on a game plan and the players execute it, then obviously you're delighted as a manager or a coach.
Having lost three on the spin, was this the ideal fixture for you today?
I could have thought of easier ones, to be fair, coming to the league leaders and looking to respond after a defeat. So it is because we've won the game, but I know where you're coming from in terms of it's a sellout, it's top of the table clash, and it, probably the players didn't need too much motivation. So I know where you're coming from, but I could have done with probably a slightly easier one.
And finally from me, no Joe Garner in the second half. What's the story?
He just landed awkwardly and got a knock on his shin. So we're hopefully it's nothing too bad. Obviously Joe was desperate to carry on. He doesn't come off unless he's got something that's affected him. We'll see where we are on Monday with him, but hopefully it's nothing too serious because he's been a big player for us, and you want to keep your big players fit as long as possible. But you've seen again Kev come on today. I could have thrown Beckford on if I wanted to. We've got the options to help supplement the squad.